From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Labor Department reports the U.S. job market shrank by 247,000 positions last month, but that's the smallest decline in a year and a sign that the recession could be easing. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Seeing nearly a 250,000 jobs disappear from the labor market rarely seems a good thing, but in this, the worst recession in decades, it's big progress. Job losses peaked back in January. That's when the economy saw a net decline of more than 700,000 positions. Since then, employment losses have steadily declined, suggesting the days of mass layoffs could be ending. The unemployment rate in July fell slightly to 9.4%. But there are also worrisome signs in the government's labor data. More people are staying unemployed longer, and businesses are creating fewer jobs. Temp services is usually one of the first places hiring picks up at the end of a recession. But in July, temp services lost nearly 10,000 more jobs. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
The White House says President Obama is encouraged by the latest unemployment figures, but spokesman Robert Gibbs also says there's still much work to be done and that it may be some time before there's sustainable improvement in the economy. Gibbs says no one should lose sight of the fact that 250,000 people lost jobs in July. He says the president still thinks the national unemployment rate will hit 10% by the end of this year. A U.S. counterterrorism official says there is reason to believe that the leader of Pakistan's Taliban fighters was killed in a U.S. airstrike. But without physical evidence, there's not certainty. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
The death of Batullah Massoud would mark a major victory for U.S. and Pakistani security forces. Massoud is thought to be behind dozens of terrorist attacks, from hotel bombings inside Pakistan to, possibly, the assassination of former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. The U.S. counterterrorism official tells NPR that Massoud's death, quote, wouldn't mean the end of the Pakistani Taliban, but it would be a true setback for them. And he adds it would prove that their most senior leaders can be taken off the battlefield with great precision, end quote. Still, U.S. officials say they're waiting for DNA confirmation to provide incontrovertible proof that Batullah Massoud has died. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
At least 26 people have been killed in four bombings across Iraq today. Dozens of people have been hurt. Officials say the bombings targeted civilians. Many of them were Shiite Muslims returning from a religious observance in the holy city of Karbala, south of Baghdad. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 153 points at 9409. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 31 points at 2004, and the S&P 500 is up 17 at 1014. This is NPR News. In one of the final votes of the session, Senate lawmakers confirmed the nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the U.S. Supreme Court. The judge was approved on a vote of 68-31, and she's to be sworn in tomorrow. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy, says he wasn't surprised that the majority of Republicans voted against President Obama's Supreme Court pick.
Had President Obama nominated Moses, the lawgiver, they would have voted no.
During the debate, Republican opponents called her a liberal activist and pointed to her outside speeches as evidence that she might let personal bias interfere on the bench. But Democrats praised Sotomayor as a strong nominee with a moderate record. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
An incoming counterinsurgency advisor to the top U.S. general in Afghanistan predicts about two more years of heavy fighting there. David Kilcullen spoke at the U.S. Institute of Peace. He predicted that after about 2 years, the U.S. will either transfer security operations to an improved Afghan force or, quote, lose and go home. His best-case scenario includes more U.S. and NATO involvement in Afghanistan for 2 years, 3 years of transition to Afghan supervision, and about 5 years of what he calls overwatch. Kilcullen has been critical of the Afghanistan war's management so far. The mortgage lender Fannie Mae has reported a $15 billion loss for the second quarter, and it wants more taxpayer money to help it out. This is Fannie Mae's third request for federal help. It has received about $34 billion in taxpayer funds so far. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.